Hey, welcome back to Foot Traffic. I am so excited. I just feel so blessed, so honored that I get to spend my day interviewing people like Dean Graziosi. This is the second time I got to chat with him. This is the second episode he's been on. And he is just amazing, you guys. He is so genuine, just as how he sounds on the in the interview is how he is before we jump on and after we jump on. If you don't know who Dean is, he is a multiple New York Times bestselling author. He's been an entrepreneur for over 20 years. He has started or played a major role in over 14 very, very successful companies, including Mastermind.com, which is the company he works with Tony Robbins. He is the guy that does all of the big challenges with Tony Robbins. They had literally the biggest online launch in the history of online launching, came out with their first one and just surpassed everybody that's been working their butts off with funnels and launching and all the things. This guy knows what he is talking about. I cannot wait for you to get to meet him maybe for the first time or get to hear him again. He did tell me a couple times, he's like, I love that you're asking me different questions. Dean gets interviewed over and over and over again. And as somebody who gets interviewed quite often, it's refreshing to be able to say something you've never said before. And I love that I got to pull that out of him. So let's jump in to today's episode. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Dean, welcome back to the Foot Traffic Podcast. So excited to have you here today.
Good to be back here, Stacey. How's it going? Yes.
Oh, it's going so well. And you've got a lot going on. You are working on something big right now with Tony Robbins, but then a crazy amount of amazing people. I'd love for us to just dive in and talk about the Own Your Future Challenge and what that looks like, because you've got it coming up next week.
Yeah. You know, first off, thanks for having me back. It's good to be here with you guys. And I know if you're listening or watching right now, you got lots of options. So I'm glad you're here with us, but listen, let's just say it like it is. This has been the craziest time in my history. I'm 52. It's been insane. A lot of uncertainty, a lot of focus on what we lost, what could go wrong, where things are going. And I think it's just a time where we need to come together and realize the world needs role models, world needs leaders. And though some things are really bleak and don't look great, there's other areas exponentially growing. And we just got together, Tony and I, and said, how do we help people see these opportunities? How do we help people shift or investigate or explore what's growing, right? Mm-hmm. I use this quote a lot, but Wayne Gretzky, the great skater, somebody asked him one time why he's so good at skating. He said, most people skate to where the puck is. I figured out how to skate where the puck is going. Mm. And I think about that. And that's, so Tony and I got together and said, how do we show people, specifically for us, an industry that is where the puck is going, where it's a groundswell, when it's one of the fastest growing industries in the world that we all are either a part of, how do you take better advantage of it, impact more lives, create more success? Or if you don't know about it, how do you be exposed to it and get the entry point? And that's the digital economy, the knowledge industry, the information industry, whatever you want to call it, the upskill industry, self-education industry. It's got a lot of names, but what it does have is Forbes says it'll be a $1 billion a year industry, and it's for everyone. We all have an experience, a story, a mess that became our message that when shared, there's so many people that need and want it. So anyway, I jumped right into it. Long story short, we decided if we're going to do our part to help in these uncertain times, how do you bust uncertainty? How do you break imposter syndrome? How do you let people tap into their creativity with confidence? Is you pull back the curtain and show them a blueprint and you show them why this industry, why now, how to do it, how to identify it. And we just kept going deeper, Stacey. You're like, well, let's do a day. Let's give them a day training and let's, I mean, 2 years ago, we did the biggest launch in history and we taught people in like 90 minutes. We're like, okay, let's do a couple hours. Let's do 2 days. Let's do 3 days. Let's do 5 days. Let's teach them it all. And then we started thinking, well, what friends do we have that didn't start in this industry, but are now doing really amazing from you know, Shailene Johnson and Jenna Kutcher and Trent Shelton and Brendan Burchard and I mean, the list goes on and on. And we just kept asking and they all said, yeah, it's time to serve. It's time to serve. So all of them are coming for free. When I say all of them, I could list all of them, but I'll give you a link later.
You can go check it out. I can't wait to put it on my social media to show off, like, look at these names they have gotten to come and participate and just give and share. It's so incredible.
Yeah. So I'm sorry I go on a rant. I've just been focused on this now for 3 months and it's a week away.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. If you're thinking about doing something from home in this new world where we're socially distanced, but we're virtually connected.
Yeah.
If you're an influencer now, but you want to know how to monetize in a better way, impact more people and monetize, or somewhere in the middle, you just can't miss this. Like, literally, you can't miss it.
Well, I serve a lot of people that are small business owners in the more traditional sense, physical brick and mortar.
Yeah.
So they have been hit so hard. I'm a physical brick and mortar owner myself. We have been hit so hard. Thankfully, I already had an online digital business while this happened, because that business was thriving when the pandemic first hit. So a lot of people started to come to me and say, okay, how can I do this? What can I do? And this is no longer like, oh, we're getting back to normal. The pivot's over. No, no, no. This was a wake-up call of time to really start to diversify what you have going on in your business. So what would you say to somebody who's a small business owner, more traditional sense of that brick and mortar, who's thinking, you know what, COVID's kind of, we're getting back to normal. Things are better. I think I'm just going to go back to what I was doing. What would you tell him or her?
Yeah. So I would just remind you of how it felt when the carpet got pulled out from underneath you, especially brick and mortar people got hit harder than anyone. I mean, it's one of the reasons we're doing this. I mean, Tony's my partner. Tony Robbins is my partner. He's so passionate for small business owners and restaurant owners and brick and mortar that one of the reasons we're doing this is for them, because, you know, there's a new phrase going around that knowledge is the new currency. It's a true story, but even more true is knowledge has always been the most powerful currency. It's just the world is finally waking up and realizing that general knowledge is not taking people to the level of success they want. They have to get specialized knowledge. And who do you learn specialized knowledge from? People who've already experienced it. So here's what I'd love to share. Whether you stick with your brick and mortar business, and I hope it comes back and I hope it thrives, I would love to have insurance, because if it happened once, it can happen again. And I think the world's never going to go back to exactly what it was. I mean, to say, you know, whatever you believe, but you get a vaccine and then still have to wear a mask and still be socially distanced. It's a weird time, right? No matter what your beliefs are on that. So how do you build insurance? And for me, diversification with an asset that you don't have to house, you don't have to buy inventory, you don't have to store it, you don't have to water it, it doesn't go bad, you don't have to ship it. And that's our knowledge. Our asset actually lives between our ears. It's that experience we have. And I know I jumped right into it before, but yeah. I want you to think about something. Think about how you could bolt on a knowledge component to whatever it is you sell or whatever it is your company is. Think of businesses in today's world. We want to do businesses with relationship style businesses, not transactional businesses. True. When you feel like somebody's selling you through a relationship, you're like, oh, can't wait to get this. When you feel like a transaction, it's like, ew, icky. I don't want to buy from that. Right. Think of the difference between relationship and transactional. Think about how your brick and mortar company could have a bolt-on information product that allows them to go faster, quicker. It solves problems for them. It allows them to go to utilize what it is you're offering in a better way. That's how you build relationships. Mm-hmm. That's how you stand out. That's how you build reciprocity. I mean, if you don't have a knowledge component to whatever you sell, I truly believe you're missing out. And this would be a great opportunity for you to see how it's possible.
Yeah. I think for those who are ready to get back to normal, we have to just really realize, like, this is not the old, you know, 2020 March, you know, this is time to really start to say, what do I want my business to look like? What do I want my future to look like? Which is perfect timing for this challenge coming up. Now, you talked about letting other people decide your future. I've heard you bring this up before. Yeah. What is the long-term effect of letting and what does that even mean? How do we know if we're letting somebody else, like, what is the gut check we can do to figure out, am I letting somebody else own what happens to me down the road?
Yeah. So think about this, right? When things go sideways, right? Uncertainty is high.
Yeah.
And we could call uncertainty, scared, fear, not sure where things are going, right? And when that happens, we We all do. It's our subconscious says, let me just sit and wait and see what happens, right? Where is it going to go? It's like the book, Who Moved My Cheese, right? The cheese is moved. One mouse is like, I'm waiting right here. My cheese better come back.
Yeah.
The other mouse is like, I don't think it's coming back. I'm going to go look. So do you want to be the mouse that waits for the cheese? And what if it comes back less? And if it comes back and we're reliant on them bringing us our cheese, then we don't own our future. We don't own our time. We don't own our decisions. We don't own the ability to grow. We don't own the ability to tap into our full potential. We have to let and rely on someone else. And that feeling to me, it's like it takes the air out of my chest. Mm-hmm. I would much rather be the mouse who almost starves to death, but I find a new cache of cheese or find a way to create my own, right?
Yeah.
And I think in times like these, the reason we named it the Own Your Future Challenge is because I really believe that those that stand up to be role models, to gain new capabilities, have the opportunity to thrive and set an example and set a standard and have our children watch us step up and try. Well, I think a lot of people are going to wait for someone else to fix it. And there's nobody coming to save us. If you look throughout time, it's not me predicting the future. There's never a politician, a president, anywhere you live where they come just wave a wand and our debt goes away and we're happy and joyful. There's always repercussions. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'd rather take complete responsibility for my future. If I try and fail, that's on me. If I try and succeed, that's on me. And how do you get there? You learn from people who've already gone through this experience.
Yeah. For somebody who maybe has had a really tough time the last 12 months, majorly struggling, maybe their finances are not where they want it to be. Their business is not where they want it to be. Like, how do you get out of your own way? How do you say, okay, that might be my past, but that doesn't mean it has to stay like that?
Well, first thing I want to say is I'm sorry. Because if you're listening to me right now, you might be thinking, Dean, you have no idea what I'm going through. And I don't. But I want to tell you, I do know what it's like to have nothing and watch my mom work 3 jobs to have nothing and get fired from one. And 3 months later, we get evicted from the trailer we're in and come home and the sheriff's got all the stuff on the grass when I'm a kid. Like, I know what hard times feel like. And I know what the other side feels like. So I just want to say, I'm sorry, because I don't ever want to come like, oh, don't worry about it. Focus on better solutions, right? Yeah. It's still hard. But here's the thing I want to tell you. All I know, because I've been coaching people for 2.5 decades, is sometimes when we have something that is not working, but we put our heart, our soul, and money into it, we get so connected to it that we want that thing to pay us back. Right? Mm-hmm. It's like you have the last Blockbuster. It's like, but I put my heart into this. I want this to pay me back. Sometimes, no matter how hard we try, we can't resuscitate an old model. It's broken. Netflix has dominated, right? That's an analogy that is far outused. It's like, it's the taxi driver saying, I don't care. Taxis will come back. No, they're not. You hit a button and a car picks you up where you're standing. Nobody's going to stand on the side of the street with their hand up anymore. Mm-hmm. And what I'd say is sometimes we just have to be really honest with ourselves that we're trying to find gold in something that just turned to iron and we need to go look in another area. And I'm not saying just cut and run, but be wise enough to really investigate and look. And maybe the industry you're in, the brick and mortar you're in, it just needs to be adjusted and shifted. Maybe it doesn't need to be burned down, but maybe the way it worked in 2019 is not the way it'll work in 2022. Right.
Yeah.
Stacey, I'll tell you really quick, a story from a friend of mine. It's a true story. He lives in Utah, and he said when COVID first hit and they shut down everything, 2 restaurants, a couple miles away from each other on the same road. And he said, when one of them shut down, the guy was frustrated. Had a business for 25 years. He was so mad. He said, it was pure like blame. Like, this is China's fault. It's this person's fault. And I can't believe I can't open. And just mad, kind of like the Who Moved My Cheese with his arms crossed, pissed that someone took his cheese. And 2 miles down the road, same industry, same road, same state, there was a couple of brothers that owned this is the way I was told the story, owned a barbecue restaurant. And when COVID hit, literally that weekend, they went to Lowe's or Home Depot and they got a bunch of lumber and they built this like outside facility for a drive-thru. Then they went in the kitchen and they moved all the stations to be 6 feet apart. And they turned this restaurant that wasn't a drive-thru restaurant into a place where they could burn through drive-thrus. And within 3 days, there was a mile long line waiting to get. Now, what was different? Just their perception of the situation. Yeah. One crossed his arms, mad. It didn't work. the other one innovated and shifted a similar business. And I could picture in like 5 years from now, if you talk to both of them, one would say COVID was the end of my business. And the other one was COVID ramped my business. We have 32 stores, right?
Absolutely.
So it's just a shift in perspective, gaining of a new capability, stepping outside, taking uncomfortable action, being courageous, whatever the hell you want to call it. That's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it's just that open-mindedness of, I will find an opportunity versus like, well, is there an opportunity? No, it's like, there is, and I will find it. I will keep looking, and you get what you're looking for. So I think that's a great story of, they both got what they were looking for. So thank you for sharing that. Speaking of opportunity, how do we know when something in front of us is a good opportunity? When you're talking about owning your future and really setting that path, I'm sure somebody listening is listening to lots of podcasts, reading lots of books, you know, going down rabbit holes left and right. How do they know when they've spotted something that's worth going after?
Yeah, great question. I love questions that I don't get a lot of, Stacey. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Here's what I would say is, first, be a reporter, investigate, explore, dig into the industry and make sure it's an industry that's exponentially growing. We have something called Google in today's world, where you know in a moment you could Google it and see if it is an industry and how fast is it growing and who's in it, and then find other people in the space and see if you can resonate with that person. Like, wow, that's a mom like me and she's doing this for home. And not just the advertisement makes six figures in 6 minutes, you know, and that kind of thing. There's a million things telling us how to get rich in 5 minutes. Don't look for originally the person, I believe. Look and see, explore the industry, and then find someone who's got the depth and breadth that's willing to share, right? I said this earlier, I believe, but sometimes if we spend the time, again, I'm going to use the knowledge industry as an example, call whatever you want. But Forbes says, I think I said it before, is going to $1 billion a day industry. It's one of the fastest growing industries in the world. Okay, so once you say, okay, that's a real industry, who's in it? Oh, wow, that's kind of what Stacey evolved to, and Shalene Johnson and Jenna Kutcher or whoever it is, Marie Forleo or someone you might follow. It's like, oh, wow, they started in a cubicle, quit their job, and now they're doing, okay. So I see it's possible. And then the third step. So is it an industry that's where the puck is going, or is it where the puck was? Mm. Is it Uber or taxi? Is it Blockbuster or Netflix? Second, find other people in the industry and say, wow, I resonate with him or her, and I could do this. And then third, find somebody who has the depth and breadth, who's been in it and is willing to share with you how they got there. Because most of the time you're paying to avoid mistakes. You're paying for speed. When you buy someone's course, you get in someone's mastermind, you get in their workshop, you're really cutting a check to go faster. And I think that's that's the path. Don't try to figure out how. Like if you say, oh, this is a great industry, I want to do what Stacey does, let me go figure out how. That could take you way too long when you have the ability to cut a check to someone who's already been there.
Absolutely. And I love that you say, like, you're paying for speed. There are so many things that I've invested in that I could figure out myself. Like, I could sit down and do all the tedious work, but I don't want to do that. And I don't even want to have my team figure it out. I'm like, let's go find the person who's done it. Let's pay for that information and let's move so much faster. And maybe that's, you know, having somebody on my team, you know, go watch this training, watch this course to implement it. So I always say to people, you're either going to have to spend your money or you're going to have to spend your time. And depending on where you are in life, like, you may say, I don't really have the time. I don't want to have to spend seven times what it's going to take me to hurry and just figure this out.
And you got to look at ROT. I always say return on time, right? And then return on your investment. If I'm going to do what you're doing, Stacey, I live my life this way. I hire consultants, coaches, I do masterminds, I do workshops. Not only do we teach it, I live it. Yeah. When I want to go, my team knows, hey, we're going to decide if we should dominate TikTok because it'll be something we can monetize in 5 years. What's the first thing my team says? All right, Dean, I know. We'll go find a TikTok expert. 100%. We'll pay him and we'll figure out if we should even do this. Right? Yeah. Not like, oh, hey, go to TikTok and let's see how to, no, what am I going to, am I just going to dance? No, like I need a strategy.
I would love to see the Dean dancing TikToks. I love it. I love it. Okay. So what is something we can do now to start the process of taking back that control of maybe what feels like we're so out of control since COVID has hit?
You know, you could just start making decisions. I think the one thing, of course, I'm going to tell everybody they should go to my challenge, but I want to say, let's start before that. Let's start before that is you can make a decision today, right now, on where your focus goes. You've lost a lot. Most people have. We've had uncertainty. We could focus on whose fault it is, when it's going to change, if the vaccines, if you like vaccines or don't, if you like masks or no, if you like our president or our last president. We can make all those kind of assumptions, and we could focus on where it's going to go. And is America heading towards socialism, or we finally have a heart? I don't know. You can make that decision. We can focus on that and let the media eat up our minds. We can scroll through, or we can focus on what we have, what opportunities are available. We could focus on where the world's going. Like at this phase of my life, Stacey, I just know it's all about my focus. There's some days I wake up and think, and I focus on what could go wrong. They're horrible days. I play defense. I'm not the best husband. I'm not the best father. Thank God they're very rare days. But when I focus how I could be a better man, be a better father, what can I see? What is in front of me that I could focus on that are signs that we could go to another level? Right. And I think it all starts with your focus, because when you focus on what you could lose or what went wrong, that immediately dings your confidence. And when you ding your confidence, then that breeds the thing most people say is, I feel like an imposter, or I feel like nobody believes in me, or I'm afraid I'll fail. All of that comes because of lack of confidence, but lack of confidence comes on your from focus. So it's a vicious cycle. And then you see something you like, you're like, I want it, but I don't think it'll work for me. Yeah. And then a year later, you're regretting that you missed the train, you missed the revolution, or you missed the opportunity to get in the beginning. And then you're looking for the next thing. And then you go through the same cycle again. And I just know if nothing will disturb you, maybe this will. I just don't think you want to be at the end of your life thinking, wow, I wonder the woman I could have been if I went for it. I don't think, or the man, I don't think any of us want that. So I think you do whatever you can in the moment now to be courageous and take that uncomfortable action.
Yeah. I mean, confidence is massive, right? It's what gets you to move. It gets what gets you to take action. So we're not confident because we haven't done that thing. We're not good at it. So then we're like, oh, I'm not going to do it. So you are in this cycle of, you have to just get good at doing to gain your confidence. Yeah, absolutely. So I love that. Okay. Last question. How do you, or what does it mean to you? I want to ask, to have mastery over like your own life. What does that look like? What is that? How do we find our own mastery?
That's a question for me. That's so perfect. Thank you for a different question. For me is, and maybe it's the same for him, but mastery for me is really understanding what success is for me and being able to make the decisions to live congruently to follow it. So for me, everybody's different. I love being a father. I have three children. I pick up my kids every single day from school at 3 o'clock. I've done it since they were in kindergarten. I make my kids their lunches in the morning. I eat breakfast with them. I drive them to every one of their practices because I know my daughter, my oldest is 14 and she's not going to be here forever. And these moments are so special that I know at the end of my life, I'm going to be so grateful I did that. I need to be in control of my time, and I need to master my life so I can be there whenever she needs me. 3 o'clock tomorrow, when she pitches after school with her pitching coach, I'm the one that catches for her. I've caught for her since she was 7 years old. She's 14. I'm not going to miss that. I went through a divorce 5 years ago. I never planned on it, but that's what happened. I'm in the marriage of my life. I love my wife more every day. We have the most amazing relationship. We have a 1.5 year old. I want the time to nurture that relationship and be an avid listener and do some of the things I did wrong in a previous relationship. Yeah. That's mastery to me, right? I love my team. My team is my family. I want to grow as a human. I want to leave an impact on this world, not a legacy where look at Dean and build a statue, more like, wow, that guy did good for the world, right? Mm-hmm. Because I know those things crystal clear. It's not what I say yes to that's important. And this is what I want to share, everybody. It's what I say no to. If it doesn't fit in those four or five buckets, my family, my team, or growing and impact, it's a no. It's a hard no. I say no to everything. And I probably started that 20 years ago. Yeah. And still to this day, I'm getting better at no. Like, it's a no. If it doesn't fit in that bucket, it's a no. And people always wonder, how do you coach? How do you have 13 companies, a New York Times bestseller? You do the biggest launch in the world with Tony, the biggest challenge with this. How do you do it? Because I say no to everything else. So when I put my focus into something, it gets all of me. I don't know if that's the answer that so everybody good. Wants to hear, but it's mine.
No, it's so good. And I love hearing that it's yours. It's the way you are doing this, because I think everybody has to understand we're not Dean. We're not Stacy. We're not, it's what do you want out of this? And that was so good. So Dean, thank you so much. Your challenge kicks off May 11th through 15th. So we're coming up very, very soon. Go get registered. I have a link that you guys can use. It's stacytushel.com/own, O-W-N. Go there, get signed up. I am going to be participating. I cannot wait to see what you guys always bring it. And like I said, the names that you have listed of all the incredible people, we'll put them in the show notes. It's amazing. So you're going to want to get in there and learn from these incredible guest experts. Dean, one last thing you want to say to get them in this challenge and make sure they're participating.
Yeah, here's what I'd say is sometimes when things are free, the challenge is free. In any other time in history, you could pay $5,000-$10,000 for an event like this. True story. And that's not hyperbole.
With those people,
that's,
yeah, for sure.
This is real. If you look at these people, they get anywhere from $20,000 to $300,000 for an hour, 90-minute presentation. Tony and I were blessed that every one of them have donated their time. They're all coming for free. They have no agenda. They're coming for free to serve you. Truly, this will never happen again in history. When the world opens up, we'll never be able to put all these people together. I don't care where you are. If you're thinking about going in business, you're in business, you're struggling in business, or you're doing okay, want to go to another level, I promise you these 5 days will be massive for you. So I'd say go register, get the link from Stacy, put it in your calendar because there's no replay. When the event's over, it's going to be gone, taken off online. And secondly, text the link that Stacy gives you to a friend. Get an accountability partner. Do that for somebody because you don't want them to miss out on this.
Yeah, absolutely. And just getting that person to go, okay, did you watch day one? Are we on the same page? What are we doing today? Or what do we want to set for like our goal for the next day? And having that accountability partner will get you to show up, get you to watch and get you to take action, which is all about what this is. So Dean, thank you so much for being here. Again, you guys go to stacytushel.com/own, get registered. I will see you in the challenge. And again, just thank you for your time, Dean.
Oh, Stacy, you're the best. Thank you so much. See you guys May 11th.
If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to hang out with me for 5 days. Yes, join us in our next live 5-day bootcamp where we will be discussing 10 free or low-cost ways to drive more traffic. It's only $17 and you will be blown away by the content that we cover inside. Go to drivemoretraffic.net to get signed up and let's get you more visible.